שחשב אפשר כיתה את משנו גמר מחיתן את הקודם בהם לפני המילה ובהם ואחר המילה. You can wash the child both before and after the brit milah. A child who's 8 days comes out on Shabbos. You're allowed to warm up water on Shabbos in order to wash the child both before and after the brit milah. They would wash the child before the brit milah in order to strengthen him, and after the brit milah in order to help him heal. And if he didn't warm up the water before Shabbos, you can even warm up the water on Shabbos, even though that would be asura, that is a malacha of mevashel, of cooking on Shabbos, but it would be a sakana for the child not to wash in the water. So therefore, it would be mutter to warm up the water in order to wash the child on Shabbos. And you can sprinkle water on the child by hand, but you cannot wash him any utensil. Now, this is not referring to the day of the Brit Milah. At the day of the Brit Milah, the child would be washed in a normal way. This is referring to the third day after the Brit Milah if it comes down on Shabbos. If the Brit Milah was done on Thursday, and the third day is on Shabbos, the third day, since it will soon see, is a dangerous day for the child, so therefore you can sprinkle water on the child. However, you cannot wash him in the normal way, in a utensil. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Machitin et HaKadam B'yom HaShlishi Shachol Liyos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds you can wash the child in a normal way on the third day that comes out on Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the third day is a very dangerous day, and if you don't have water that was warmed up before Shabbos, you can even warm up the water on Shabbos itself in order to wash the child in the normal way. Now, how do we know that the third day is a very dangerous day? Shenemar, as the pasuk said, by Yehi by Yom HaShlishi, Biyosam Kovim, and it was on the third day when they were in pain. This is referring to the city of Shechem, that on the third day after the Brit Milah, Shimon and Levi came into the city to wipe out the city, and since the third day is a very dangerous day, Shimon and Levi went in on that day to wipe out the city. So we see that the child on the third day is in a sakana, and it would be mutter to warm up water in order to wash the child on Shabbos. A child who is a suffix. We have a suffix whether the child was born in the 8th month or the 9th month. Now, if the child was definitely born in the 8th month, it would certainly be us to be Mechal Shabbos to perform the Brit Milah if the 8th day comes out on Shabbos. And the child who is born in the 8th month cannot survive, so therefore there is no need for a Brit Milah, and you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to do the Brit Milah. And so too, if the child is a suffix, whether he was born in the 8th month or the 9th month, it would be forbidden to be Mechal Shabbos to perform the Brit Milah. And since it's a suffix, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos. And so too, an androgynous, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos to perform the Brit Milah. An androgynous is a child who was born with both male and female genitals, such a child. Although a Brit Milah would be performed on the child, but you cannot do it on Shabbos. But Rabbi Huda Matir Androgynous, Rabbi Huda does permit performing the Brit Milah on Androgynous on Shabbos. If the 8th day comes down on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Huda, it's mutter to perform the Brit Milah on Shabbos. The Shabbos Parakeet has mission of Dala Misha Harilosh 19 Oka. Somebody who had 2 children that he had to do a Brit Milah on. Echad Lamo Achra Shabbos, Echad Lamo B'Shabbos. One child's 8th day came out after Shabbos, and one child's 8th day came out on Shabbos. So he had a mitzvah to do the Brit Milah on Shabbos, on the child that they came out on Shabbos. And he forgot it was Shabbos. And he also made a mistake, and he did the Brit Milah on the wrong Shabbos. He did the Brit Milah on the child whose 8th day came out after Shabbos. He would be chayav b'chatos for doing the Brit Milah on Shabbos, as he caused a wound for no reason. And there's no reason to do a Brit Milah on Shabbos for a child whose 8th day came out after Shabbos. So therefore, he's chayav to bring a chatos. Now, even though he was tov his bar mitzvah, even though he made a mistake when he was involved in a mitzvah, as he was involved in a mitzvah of doing the Brit Milah on the child whose 8th day came out on Shabbos, and he made a mistake and he ended up doing a Brit Milah on the wrong child, even so, he's chayav a chatos, since he didn't end up doing a mitzvah at all. And there's no mitzvah at all to do a Brit Milah on a child on his 7th day. So since the child whose 8th day came out after Shabbos, to do a Brit Milah on that child on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah at all for that. So therefore, since he didn't end up doing a mitzvah, he's chayav b'chatos for causing a wound for no reason on Shabbos. Echad lamo b'erev Shabbos, v'echad lamo b'Shabbos. However, if he had 2 children, he had to do a Brit Milah, and one child's 8th day came out before Shabbos, while the other child's 8th day came out on Shabbos, and for whatever reason, they didn't end up doing the Brit Milah on the child whose 8th day came out before Shabbos. But it would not be mutter to do a Brit Milah on that child on Shabbos. even though if you don't do a bris milah on a child on the eighth day, there's a mitzvah to do the bris milah on the following day. However, if the following day is Shabbos, you have to push off the bris milah until after Shabbos, and it's only mutter to be mechal Shabbos to do a bris milah if the child's eighth day came out on Shabbos. B'shachach umal eshoer Shabbos b'shabbos. And the mohal forgot it was Shabbos, and they ended up doing a bris milah on the child whose eighth day came out on Friday. He did that milah on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatzos, Rabbi Yeshua Paiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds in this case as well. The mohal is chayev to bring a chatzos, since it's forbidden to do a bris milah on a child whose ninth day comes out on Shabbos. He's chayev chatzos for causing a wound on Shabbos. While Rabbi Yeshua holds in this case, the mohal is putter from bringing a chatzos. And this is a case of tovitz bar mitzvah, the asa mitzvah. The mohal made a mistake when he was involved in a mitzvah. And he had a mitzvah to do a bris milah on the child whose eighth day came out on Shabbos. And he ended up instead doing the bris milah on the child whose ninth day came out on Shabbos. However, he did do a mitzvah. And it is a mitzvah to do a bris milah on a child on the ninth day, if the bris milah was not done previously. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, Tav is bar mitzvah, va'asa mitzvah pasuk. Somebody who made a mistake when he was involved in a mitzvah, and he ended up being mechal Shabbos. But in the process of being mechal Shabbos, he did a mitzvah. He is pasuk from bringing a chatzos. So since in the process of being mechal Shabbos, he did a mitzvah by giving the child a bris milah on his ninth day, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's pasuk from bringing a chatzos.